Accumulation period, capitation, maximum allowable. Health insurance terminology can be a little intimidating.
Insurance has all this terminology, which makes it really confusing. That's why it's so great to have presentations to explain things.
That's Andrea Thomas, Search Outreach and Enrollment Manager. She's working through a grant with the Alaska Primary Care Association. She's what's called a trained navigator. She educates people throughout Southeast on the Health Insurance Marketplace program and helps them get enrolled. Health Insurance Marketplace is part of the Affordable Care Act that became law in 2010.
The Health Insurance Marketplace is a place where people can go to get assistance paying for their health insurance. It's the only place to get assistance paying for your monthly premiums and lower out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles.
Thomas says the program is geared to those who do not already have insurance. If you have insurance through work, Medicare, Medicaid, or veterans benefits, you're already taken care of. She says this is ideal for people who don't have it through work, are self-employed, and for students.
And it's people that make between 100 and 400% federal poverty level. Well, what does that mean? So if you're a single person, if you make between $14,580 and $58,320. And actually, at that high end, you might not be able to get much assistance, but it's for people that are in that certain income level.
Getting enrolled in health insurance is important if you don't have it yet. Citizens will have to pay tax penalties if they don't have it this calendar year. Even though the federal program had been in the news for online glitches in the beginning, Thomas says that's all been fixed.
The website works great now. There's no problem at all. It works really great this year.
There is background information needed in order to apply. If you're applying online, people need to have a working email address, income information, and all information for family members who file taxes together, like birth dates and social security numbers. Thomas says she is available for individual appointments in person while she's here, but people don't have to meet with her to get help. She says they can get help in a number of ways.
People can call the toll-free number to the marketplace, which is 24/7, which is great for fishermen that are way out there and want to call 2 a.m. in the morning. They can do that. And also people can go, if people are pretty computer savvy, they can do it themselves online. They can also get assistance from myself when I'm there individually or actually over the phone at any time they can call.
Thomas will be in Petersburg December 15th and 16th. The deadline to enroll is February 15th. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.